We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. DeKalb County prosecutors are promising news of a major development in a cold case, double murder. It involves a case going back 3.5 years. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
The state's attorney and sheriff's office are holding an 11 a.m. press conference to discuss the murders of Patricia and Robert Wilson. The 85-year-old woman and her 64-year-old son were found beaten to death inside their home just outside of Sycamore in August of 2016. Their stolen car was found days later near the Lincoln Park Zoo. In 2018, the sheriff's office came up with snapshot composites of a suspect based on DNA, and Crime Stoppers has offered a $50,000 reward for information in the case. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A proposed change to Chicago's smoke detector laws getting opposition from a few significant officials.
The ordinance proposed by Mayor Lightfoot's floor leader, Alderman Gilbert Villegas, would require every residential building constructed before 1984 to either have smoke alarms that have 10-year batteries or are permanently wired to the building. But according to the Sun-Times, both Fire Commissioner Richard Ford and Public Safety Committee Chairman Alderman Chris Taliaferro told a top aide to Mayor Lightfoot yesterday the proposal is too costly for people. The cheapest regular smoke detectors are about $5. The cheapest 10-year battery detectors, at least $26. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two people are now charged in connection with an alleged armed carjacking on the Dan Ryan yesterday morning. 22-year-old Michael Vivians and a 17-year-old juvenile allegedly stole the car at gunpoint on the Ryan near 35th Street after an earlier confrontation with police on the south side involving a stolen vehicle. Police say the carjacking victim was an IDOT employee who had just gotten off work. Illinois' largest provider of hospice and palliative care is eliminating 150 jobs, most of them in home health care.
Glenview-based nonprofit Journey Care says that at the end of April, its home health care program will end and that patients in the program will be moved to another agency's program. About 150 jobs will be eliminated, according to Journey Care. The Tribune reports that even though the home health care industry is booming, agencies often face low reimbursement from Medicaid and Medicare Advantage. Journey Care serves 13 counties in the Chicago area and northern Illinois. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We send out emails each morning with links to all the top stories. You can sign up at our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. And a new report indicates, despite the fact that it was later withdrawn, Cook County's soda tax did cut down on consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks. A study by UIC found sale of such drinks fell by 21%, even when accounting for people who bought drinks outside the county. The study found only 6% of consumers crossed county lines to avoid the 1 cent per ounce tax that was briefly implemented in 2017. Despite growing concerns about the coronavirus, a restaurant crawl brought some love to Chicago's Chinatown last night.
For the first time in months, Chinatown is buzzing with business.
We welcome everyone.
Restaurant owners like Sam Ma have seen a dramatic drop in sales, mostly because of fear surrounding the coronavirus.
Oh, we lost the business over 50%.
It's this fear that caught the attention of Jose Corcoles and Carlos Matias.
Those types of fears or whatever are usually pretty rooted in xenophobic and racist roots.
That's why the two friends organized a restaurant crawl with over 1,000 shares on Facebook.
It really feels like we're going to be able to stand in solidarity with the Asian community, which is really what we're all looking for.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.